When Amal is overhearing the cry of the curd seller, "Curds, curds, fine curds," a watchman passes by his room. He asks the boy what he is doing. He asks whether he is afraid of the watchman. But Amal is not scared of him. On the other hand, he would feel happy if the watchman drove him straight to the king. But he would not be able to go as his doctor has asked him to stay inside and he should not come into contact with the sun and the damp. The watchman notices that the boy's face has turned pale and dark rings are visible round his eyes. The boy then asks the watchman to sound the gong. The watchman replies that he would do so when the proper time comes. Amal feels good when he hears the sound of the gong after his meal is over and when his uncle goes to work and his aunt falls asleep after reading the Ramayana. The gong indicates that time does not wait for anyone and it goes on forever. Amal wishes to fly with the time to the land about which no one knows anything. The watchman tells Amal that everyone has to go to that land one day. Amal says that the doctor would not let him go to that unknown land. But the watchman replies that even the doctor himself may take him there. A doctor greater than this doctor would come and let him free from this bondage. Amal asks when this will be done by the doctor. But the watchman asks the child not to talk like that. Amal then asks the watchman what is going on in the big house with a flag flying high up and in which people are always going in and out that is visible on the other side. The watchman tells that it is the king's post office. Amal asks if letters come from the king to this post office. The watchman replies that one day there may be a letter for him also in that post office. The boy is surprised and says that he is only a little boy. The watchman tells that the king sends little notes for the little boys. Amal asks who would bring him the letter sent by the king. The watchman tells that the king has so many postmen who run about with round gilt badges on their chests. These postmen go from door to door delivering letters and that is their great work. Amal tells the watchman that his work is also great as that of the king's postman. Amal wants to serve the king as his postman when he goes up. Amal notices the village headman coming towards the watchman. The headman is holding a large umbrella in his hand. The villagers are scared of him. His behavior is quite unpleasant with the villagers. Seeing the headman, the watchman departs, saying that he would come tomorrow. Amal feels happy to think that he would one day become the king's postman. but he does not know how to read letters. So he will get the letters read by his aunt because he reads the Ramayana. If no one is there to read them, he himself would keep them and read when he grows up. Amal talks to the headman. He asks him if the king's postman listens to him. The headman replies in the affirmative. Amal asks the headman to tell the postman that he, Amal, sits by the window here in case there is a letter for him. The headman laughs when Amal says that the king would write a letter for him. The headman makes a joke of Amal for this. Amal asks the headman if he is mad to talk about him in that manner. The headman says that it is his sweet will to talk like that. The headman tells Amal that he would scold Madhav for this and will make a complaint to the king about Madhav. Amal is disappointed at the harsh behavior of the headman. The headman tells Amal that he would inform the king about this. After the headman leaves, Amal notices Sudha coming towards him. Sudha is the daughter of a flower seller. She says that she has not time to spare for Amal, for she is already late for her routine work of collecting flowers. Sudha asks Amal what the matter is with him. Amal tells her that the doctor does not let him go out. Sudha tells that he should listen to the advice of the doctor and not be naughty. She advises to close the window as all the other windows are already closed. Amal asks her who she is and she tells him that her name is Sudha and she is the daughter of Sasi, the flower seller. Amal says that her feet look so glad and the jingling sound of her anklets is quite merry when she walks. Amal expresses his desire to collect flowers like her. If he is allowed to go to the thick forest where no one can reach easily and where the honey bird rocks on the highest branch of the tree, he will blossom into a champa flower. She also asks Sudha if she can become his sister Parul. But Sudha denies, saying that she is already Sudha and that she makes many garlands in every day. She also tells that she also wants to take some rest like Amal. When she gets some time to relax, she would play with her doll Benny, the bride, and her pussycat Manny. She asks Amal not to detain her, as then she will not get even a single flower. However, she promises Amal to meet him on her way back home along with flowers. Amal requests requests her to give him a flower, but she rejects the request because he will have to pay for that. But Amal tells that he will certainly pay for it when he grows up. Before leaving, Amal, Sudha assures him that she will always remember his name. Now appears a group of boys who tell that they will play at being ploughmen. They make a stick as their ploughshare and two boys become the pair of oxen. They have decided to play the whole day. In the evening, they return home along the road by the river bank. A boy asks Amal to come and join him in their play, but Amal tells that the doctor has instructed him not to come out of home. He, however, asks them to play near his window so that he can be able to watch them playing. He also asks the boys to play with his toys, which are useless for him and are lying about. The boys take pleasure in his toys, a ship, an old mother, and a sepoy. Amal asks the boys to keep his toys with them forever. He also asks them to play near his window every day. When Amal feels like sleeping, the boys go away. Before leaving, they tell their names. Amal asks them to bring the king's postman with them the next day. The Act 1 is now over.